This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This here is the Hoffman Show. Final hour here on a Tuesday on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. We are, of course, also operating on the interwebs. Hello, you can watch us at the Team 980 on YouTube. Right now, 6 o'clock, Dan Quinn spoke today, so it is time for a pick six at six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All righty, pick six, where we play the most important things from today. And if you are unaware, the Commanders held a special practice today. It was a scrimmage. They divided up the teams, burgundy and gold, scrimmage style. Dan Quinn wanting to get a little more competitive juices flowing, a little more game situations. They did two halves, if you will. They called one like a second quarter situation, which affected the timing rules and all that fourth quarter as well, which he explained today. And
number one.
Here's Dan Quinn on how he wanted this to go down.
Welcome to the burgundy and gold scrimmage. Give you some like background and stuff on that. So we'll try to work in about two quarters. We'll play a second quarter, see if we can work some situations. Then we'll work into like a fourth quarter, try to work in some situations there. Have officials. Try to just move the ball, throw fouls down. Obviously, that was something, you know, in the last game wasn't pleased with, and certainly want that as often as we can. Cliff and Joe are the head coaches, and we also split coaches and staff members, and so they'll all be on opposite sides, so a lot of fun with that.
If you want some fun with how to split players, Anthony and I did a draft starting a little bit into the 4:30 segment. So you can check out that in hour one of our podcast today. It was a fun exercise to split with the players. The way they did that for real was they basically kept the first team offense and the first team defense together. So you had like first team offense and second team defense were, I think, Team Burgundy. With Jaden Daniels at the helm, which that side actually did not score and got their butts kicked by Team Gold, which had the first team defense and the second team offense at the helm. As for how they divided up the coaches,
number two,
that is a question that I think is pretty interesting to hear Dan Quinn answer. And oh, looky, he was asked it today.
We did a lot to split them to, you know, find some balance back and forth. And Adam and his staff also were a big part of this last 2 days as well. Of are there any late trades and going through processes? So we've really dug in to find ways to level people up, you know, from the coaching and support and personnel for all of our jobs. You know, like none of us were ready for that one, and you just go and you figure it out and you get there, and this is a byproduct of that, and it's a lot of fun to go through that. But as far as the personnel wise, we kind of did that for them, and then they did the staff and how they would split up people. So it's been a lot of fun.
I love it because I do think that is a really great thing that you can do. If you're in any organization, right, you are invested in the people within your organization. But often we all get caught up in the day-to-day work of just trying to do our job. And maybe, Anthony, we're a little exempt from this because, like, you don't have an associate producer sitting over there learning from you.
I don't
have an associate host. But, like, if we did, it would be great if, let's say, if we had a co-host and someone who wanted to do their own show in the future and I was out on vacation, like, they could step in and be like, all right, I'm going to try to do a solo show today. This is what happens when I'm in the lead chair. Occasionally, Anthony, if you were out on vacation, like, we could let that other person run the board or whatever if we had someone that was with us every day. So our little show is maybe a bad example. But, like, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you've been a head coach before, but getting some reps to act as a head coach, one, hell, or Joe Witt, obviously, who hasn't been a head coach, but definitely could be one day, it not only helps you get some practice of being in that mind frame and, like, what it would be like, you can think about, oh, well, if I'm ever in that position, I would want to make sure I do this. Or, hey, let me ask Dan how to handle this situation. I think it's also good for the right now. Having I will now go back to actually a good example of, I think, our show here. I was a producer back in the day. I know what it's like to sit over there. That helps me, hopefully, be easier to deal with than if I was over here being like, I don't get what you do over there. I don't know why I just turned into like a raging Southern maniac, but you get the point. Like, having empathy is important as like a human skill to be able to see, imagine what it's like in someone else's shoes. It is different than experience of having been there. And so if I'm an offensive coordinator and I'm thinking about my play calling through a more global lens, if you will, I think that's going to make me a better play caller. I know what it's like to have to balance what I'm doing with the defense and that side of the ball. Same thing defensively. Like, what do I need to support my offense as well as to succeed on my side of the ball? So by leveling up for a day or for a couple days to prepare, it gives really great perspective to all of these coaches. And it makes all the coaches above look at the coaches below in a different light, think about their strengths, think about their weaknesses, maybe expose some things that you can work with them on in the season. And I just think it's a really, 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 really important part of what they did today. Continuing on with our pick six, some bigger thoughts. We'll get to some of the offensive players, including an update on Terry McLaurin in the back half of our pick six in just a moment. But first,
number three,
everybody loves to talk about the rookies. And I thought Quinn had an interesting answer when asked about kind of the rookie class in general this year. It's obviously a smaller draft class, and that has led to an interesting spring and summer for the first year players.
I thought they put a lot of work in, them and the assistants, during the off season, you know, leading up to camp, knowing that, man, we have to get this knowledge down so when you do get to camp, there's not the thinking and you can just rely on the system and get better at your skills. So it's a very mature group, guys that really put it in. We've been encouraged by that. It's a smaller group, so they've probably got more individualized attention and customized for them with 15 rookies. Usually it's, you know, anywhere probably between that number and, you know, 25 or so. So with a smaller group, I think they've had good mentors. They've had, you know, good coaching, and now they're gaining confidence. There's definitely days that go good and others that don't, but that's also part of it. And I want to see, you know, the resilience to come back from the days that aren't. But what I've seen so far is guys that know what they're doing, they're prepared, they're ready to go put their best foot forward. And that's why these practices where your coaches are off to the side, man, like, they have to demonstrate what they know, how they can communicate. And knowing that, like, when it's your turn to lead, like, do it. That's your communication, that's your call. So don't wait. You got to go take it.
I think the more individualized coaching thing is, like, pretty interesting, and I'm curious to watch moving forward over the years to come how that is going to potentially impact this class in a positive way. Like, does this turn into a really, really good group of rookies, and can we look back in 4 years and be like, well, part of the reason they're really good is, like, their rookie experience was involved more mentorship and coaching than the average NFL rookies. And I don't know that that's going to be the case, but it's like put a pin in that and, you know, we'll talk in a couple of years and see how that goes. But I think that the idea of five, like typically, let's say like last year there was, or typically you have about seven per class, right? Last year was a little bit bigger. They had like nine. And then they also had a couple of undrafted free agents. So you had a huge portion of your roster that was new and didn't know what they were doing on some varying level of stuff. Meanwhile, this year you've got like five draft picks and like maybe two undrafted guys that are kind of sniffing around the roster. I mean, Ja'Cory Brooks, a wide receiver, I think is in the mix for wide receiver six. Trying to think of my 53 projections. I don't know that there's another, you know, the safety, like, what's his name? Robert McDaniel. Like, he's had a good camp. I don't think he's going to make the team. There's too much depth at that position otherwise. I don't think that there's another position, Anthony, where I think of a UDFA. So we're talking about, like, they have some decent guys that will probably be around on the practice squad. But, like, when we're talking about really intense, like, hey, you're going to be out there with the ones or you're going to be out there with the twos and, like, you have a chance to play this year. It's like six guys. And that also means that what I say last year was 11. That's five extra guys who have experience on the roster. So think of how the dynamics change within the room with that much more experience on a 53-man / 70-man with practice squad team. Very different.
Yeah, definitely going to be different. But I also think that's sort of kind of what makes it hard for us when we are doing our, you know, whether it's we're drafting or we're trying to figure out, narrow it down to, like, you know, the 53 and figure out, like, which position groups, you know, they might want to carry. So it makes it all difficult, I guess, a little bit more.
But those are fun thought exercises.
Yeah, for sure.
What actually develops on the field? That there, sir, that is what matters. All right, when we get back, an update on Terry McLaurin, what Dan Quinn wants to see in year two from Jaden Daniels and more. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches. Coming up at 6:30, we take a look at Mike Sando's quarterback tiers, the annual tradition return to The Athletic, where Sando now works. Used to do this for ESPN. Jaden Daniels, I will tell you, came in sixth. We will read some of the quotes from the executives and coaches and coordinators that he talked to as to why, and tell you the five quarterbacks. I think you probably figure out four of them, but the five quarterbacks who finished ahead. Right now, we continue our pick six at six, though, here on the Team 980. Biggest storylines of the day. And this one is, we're gonna mash the number four button, but we all know this is probably really number one.
Number four.
And that's number 17. Dan Quinn was asked for the latest on Terry McLaurin, although he was asked for the latest on McLaurin's ankle, not his contract, because that is a relevant plot point here, as he is on the PUP list. And we all do want to understand, like, okay, if he signs a deal, how healthy is he?
Yeah, I don't have any big updates for you on that. As far as timelines go, the guys have an off day tomorrow. And then as we're working into, you know, the practices prior to next game on Monday night, maybe I can give you some insights then, but no updates to share with you today.
Anthony, I have been covering Dan Quinn for, what are we? We had him on when he got hired, and I was at the Super Bowl. That was February of 24, right? It's August of 25, so yep. That is 18 months.
Yep.
To February to 8 August. That's six plus the year. That's 18 months. I think I've heard enough Dan Quinn sound bites by now to say that I feel like he knows something.
Uh-oh.
And whether that is something truer to the ankle / whatever this injury is, which I think a lot of us, again, to use this phrasing, think Terry's ankle hurts somewhere in the wallet region of the ankle. Yep. Somewhere in the checkbook, somewhere in the bank account. That's like, we might have an update for you in a couple days. To me, listening to Quinn sounds different than his usual answer. Like, Dan is very on message. It's something I appreciate about him. Like, he is not going to mess up the company line. He also, I think, has a big input in the company line. And he knows where the landmines are. And I feel like and I'm not trying to like tin hat this. I'm just saying, like, Dan has consistently said, when asked about Terry, we're not going to skip steps. We're going to see that's it. The contract part is Adam. And on the injury side, we're not going to skip steps. The fact that he's like, I have no real update for you, but I might have an update. And I think he even said a significant update in a couple of days. To me, makes me wonder if that was like, if there's actually something that is brewing. I hope so. Maybe that is completely wishful thinking. But that was not his usual answer on a question he's been asked a version of 15 straight days.
Yeah. I don't even know what, because my brain is like spinning right now. I'm thinking like maybe it could be contractual. Maybe it could be Terry just, you know, ending the hold in slash, you know.
I mean, that's the thing. He could just come back to practice and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just, you know what? You guys want me out here. I'm going to be out here. I hope we continue to work towards a deal, but, and maybe there's been a little bit of movement behind the scenes and Adam is like, hey man, go out there and practice and I'll get you, you go practice, you end it first and you soften the stance and I will give you X, but you got to go practice. Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of different possibilities. The one thing I can definitively say is that was not his usual answer.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn doesn't do that stuff without thinking about it.
Yeah. And we just saw James Cook in his holding. So,
yeah.
Like, I think there's definitely some legitimacy to him potentially just coming back to practice.
If generally speaking on Terry, here was DQ on his perspective with his star receiver out.
Look, you want everybody as the coach out on the field at every practice, at every game. I also know that that's not reality either. And so I just try to make sure, man, like, just keep pouring into the guys, keep digging into it. But I know it is, you know, part of our game where, you know, you don't have everybody all the time. It does, in some ways, there's contingencies. How do you work? How do you feature guys? And so I was kind of referring to, like, Debo maybe getting more connection time to go. But as far as, like, where I'm at, I also, like, I'm aware things happen, you know, and you adjust, and that's kind of what coaching is, you know, and you don't have your full roster all the time, and you put yourself into those spaces pretty regularly, and then when those come up, you feel more normal doing that. When everything's healthy, you have to, like, force it. When the injuries and things come up during this time of year, it happens naturally. Okay, let's feature. Let's see what happens, and I like doing that too.
We are getting to the point in the calendar where that is becoming, like, it's really good to have that stuff stacked. And I think it's really good to stack it now to, hey, we're going to bank these reps. By the way, it opens up some different ways to see this play. Like, oh, I'm just so used to throwing this route to Terry. The way Debo runs it, hadn't thought about that. Okay, maybe we go back to Terry and say, like, hey, Terry, you want to try Debo's way? Or, like, just whatever the combinations of the things that are good from variety. Eventually, you also need to get reps and be in sync with the guys that you're going to go to war with on Sundays, to use a very tired analogy. And we're getting to that point in the calendar, I think, now. Not to mention from a physical, human performance, sports science-y, sports performance lens, you want to make sure Terry has a ramp-up period. There's a reason training camp is as long as it is. It lets guys get in shape. And I think Terry's obviously in great shape. He's the kind of guy that's going to make sure he's in great shape, but you want to get him out there and practice and let him do the stuff that is helping everyone else be ready for a long regular season.
Number 5.
As for the rest of the receivers, Dan Quinn asked about that today.
Yeah, that is it. And there's these opportunities that come up, and we were just kind of talking about, you know, some of the rookies. And the two rookie receivers have done a nice job of knowing what to do, how to do it. They've played outside, a little bit inside, but mostly on the outside. And so I've been encouraged by what I've seen. I mean, let's face it, you know, getting trained by Bobby and Andre, that's a pretty good setup, you know, for guys coming in to show what they can do. So I'm encouraged. I want to see more. How we would feature people in different ways, like, that's part of coaching. I think the best can figure out ways to do that. But I'm excited. I want to see more.
Going to have to see more. And the way the roster is right now, I think most people would say that outside of Debo Samuel, Jalen Lane has been the best receiver in camp. now. Noah Brown has not really practiced. Terry McLaurin hasn't practiced at all. But Michael Gallup has had some nice moments, but it's either him or Lane. Luke McCaffrey's floating around there somewhere. And then it's a bunch of guys that have had tremendous amounts of ups and downs. Guys like Michael Strawn, Moore, like Jacoby Jones, the UDFA. So there's a lot of potential in that room, but I don't know how much of it they feel confident is going to get realized, and especially this season, which again makes the McLaurin piece and frankly the Noah Brown piece really important. Also worth remembering, Noah Brown was not a Commander this time last year. He was still a Houston Texan, so they will certainly be looking on the open market when guys get cut here in a couple of weeks. Last but not least,
number six.
There's also the guy who's going to throw him the football, and I think there's a lot of hope that he can just erase everything else, and that might be the case. Again, we'll talk more about Jaden in our QB tiers next, or in Mike Sando's QB tiers, the ultimate QB tier list next. But what does Dan Quinn want to see from Jaden in terms of growth in year two? He was asked that directly today. Here was his answer.
I've noticed a lot of things. He's really on it. I mean, we know this. We've talked about work ethic. We've talked about those. Now you see other levels of making others better. This is what I saw. This is the correct spot, a change of a protection. So now he's able to, you know, like help develop others and help them fulfill what they can be. And so that's a big deal. And that comes with like communication, experience, feedback. You're not quite able to do that, you know, your first, you know, day on the job, but you gain street cred by your performance, by the things that you do, and then like people trust him. And so, hey man, this is what I see, this is where the ball would go. And as a teammate, okay, you want to hear that information because that's giving you feedback. This is what I need to do to help you in this spot. So that's what I'd see, just him compounding and making others better just by his communication, the way he's leading. So those would be some of the things that I've noticed so far.
If you want to dive into like on a clinical level, like what Dan is talking about, yeah, it's trust, but it's also like psychological safety. When you trust someone, you feel comfortable getting feedback from them. When you feel comfortable and open to getting feedback, you can actually receive that feedback, and then really good, you can apply it. And that's what Jaden Daniels has earned from a lot of people. If you're so worried about, like, I have to imagine there was some of this in some of the other rookie quarterbacks last year where it's like, or many other quarterbacks over the course of NFL history, rookie and vet, where it's like, oh, I don't know if we can tell him that because he might just crash out. Like, we're better off just hoping that he figures it out. And if we tell him that, then we know he's going to crash and burn. So, like, hands off. I think Jaden proved last year, like, he is not just tough physically, he's tough mentally, and he can take that feedback. He's willing, he wants to be coached. He's very open to receiving it from coaches, but also from teammates to have been on the same page as guys like Zach Ertz. And I think it's why so many of the great connections he had last year were with guys like Terry and guys like Zach, who aren't afraid to have those conversations with the quarterback because they're afraid, oh, the quarterback's going to be mad at me. It's like, no, the quarterback needs me. He needs to know what I want so that I can get the ball. And I think those conversations happened on a high level. It's just really good stuff from Jaden. And I love that Dan explained that and pointed it out as to ways that he can continue to grow in year two. When we get back, Jaden Daniels, tier one, tier two, how many quarterbacks above him in Mike Sando's annual quarterback tiers list? We will tell you, and a couple of other surprises next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Hoffman's show, final half hour on a Tuesday. Make sure you don't miss the show tomorrow. 4 o'clock, you are not going to want to be late. Then again, Anthony, the way it typically goes, probably be around 4:02. Because Chris Russell will probably wrap around 3:58.
Make a good, but for this show, you might want to still get there early.
Yeah, you
the
like
line
you
might be around the corner.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you want to make sure that you don't miss the start of the show tomorrow. So again, I can't say a lot more. I'll say a little bit more. Big announcement tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Can't.
Are we going to be able to use the breaking news?
It does. You know, Anthony, that's a great question. That's a great question. We will use it. We will use it at some point in the show.
Also, what song should we come into the show with?
I have an idea. I don't want to say it on the air.
Okay.
I have an idea. Ask me again in the break.
Got you.
What if my maid... Never mind. I almost said too much. What if I said too
Let's
much?
Let's pivot before you say too much.
Just tomorrow, you don't want to miss the show. The whole show. The Athletic did its quarterback tiers, which they do every single year. Mike Sando, in fact, has been doing this article since he was a writer for ESPN. So this is like 15 years, I think, he's been doing this article. And it's... It's like a big, big endeavor that he goes on every year. I can't imagine how fun it is, Anthony, to do these articles where you like, hey, we're asking 60 people, all of you anonymously. And like, you are anonymous, but if I'm the reporter, I know. So like, if I am asking a defensive coordinator his opinion of Patrick Mahomes and saying, I'm not going to ever tell anyone that it was you who said it, but I know, and then I see that guy get stomped by Mahomes in the regular season. Like, that would be really funny to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be that guy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be facing Patrick Mahomes. Commanders will have him this year. So, it is a 50 NFL coaches and executives, who are a part of this process. There are 6 general managers, 6 assistant GMs, 6 former GMs, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, 19 other coaches, and of those other 19, 15 are coordinators. They ranked every single veteran quarterback, so 34 vets that they chose to do, and these are guys that could be starters. So like Marcus Mariota isn't ranked, for instance, but the Browns have a couple of different guys who are ranked because they have an open competition. The Colts, both of their guys, Jones and Richardson, are ranked. And you vote them into one of 5 tiers, tier 1 to tier 5. Spoiler alert on the back end here. We're not going to go through all 34. There was only 1 tier 5 quarterback, though, Anthony, and it was Kenny Pickett.
Pitiful.
So sorry for Kenny Pickett. There was a tie amongst the top this year, Anthony, and I think it's pretty fascinating that it's not Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, the two guys that probably should have won, or that did, sorry, not probably should have, that were 1 and 2 in the MVP the last couple of years. I think Josh should have won it. Like, I think the order should have been reversed. I think Josh should have won it 2 years ago, Lamar last year. Either way, they each wind up with 1. And those guys are 3 and 4. Allen 3rd, Jackson fourth behind Mahomes and Burrow. I think this comes down to Anthony, and we'll get to Jaden Daniels and where he fits in a second. But I think it comes down to the fact that Burrow's been to a Super Bowl and Mahomes has all those trophies. And I think while sometimes we yell at the media for reducing things to rings, there is something to championship experience and to proving that you've done it. And people in organizations value that. And so while I think it's really easy to look at what Joe did last year and be like, that dude was insane. The stuff around him, offensive line and defense, no support, even if he's got the best two receivers in the league, or the best receiving duo in the league in Chase and Higgins. And Pat is Pat. Realistically, Allen has been better for a couple of years than probably both of those guys week in, week out. Jackson definitely has week in, week out, with Burrow being hurt a couple of years ago and Pat kind of being a little more inconsistent. And there's a quote in here from an executive who's like, he wins when he has to. So, and the exec was basically like, first through third quarters, those other guys better snap in, snap out. Mahomes always makes it happen in the fourth. And there's something to that. And for that reason, like, is it what I think is probably correct based off skill? No. Would I, even with what happened in the Super Bowl, want to bet against Patrick Mahomes being the best quarterback in football? No. No, I would not. He's still a boogeyman to me.
Yeah, I feel like when you look at the Joe Burrow and why he's above Lamar and Allen, it's the fact that he's beat the man. In order to be the man, you got to beat the man. He's the only one that's been able to, you know, beat Patrick Mahomes. He's been to how many consecutive AFC title championships? Seven?
Pat, I think it's seven or eight. Yeah, it's every single year of his career that he's been starter. So
he's been there literally every year, and he's only lost one time, and that was two times actually, to Brady and then Burrow. But
right.
Of those four quarterbacks that we're talking about, Burrow's the only one that's been able to beat them. Now, however, when you look at what Allen and Jackson have been able to do, though, they've at least, you know, gone to the playoffs every year, won games.
And Josh has played great. Maybe not great. He's played very well in the
playoffs.
Exactly. There's sometimes he has played great, and Mahomes still beats him.
Yeah.
Jackson's a different story, and I think that's why Lamar is fourth, is because with Josh, it's very easy to be like, he hasn't beaten Mahomes, but it's not his fault. With Lamar, he's had some stinkers in the playoffs where you go, when the moment gets the brightest, he hasn't really done it.
Yeah.
Did you look at the list? Slash, do you remember who was fifth?
I have not looked at the list.
Do you remember who I told you was fifth?
No, I know you said, I know where Jaden is.
So Jaden is sixth. Who do you think is the one quarterback who's above him?
NFC.
NFC.
All right, I get two guesses?
Sure.
Stafford.
You only needed one. Stafford is the final guy who is in tier one. And this is pretty interesting because he has been a tier two player basically his entire career. Sando's been doing this since 2014. This is his first time in tier one, and he's 37. 11 straight years in tier two. Obviously, if this voting had happened now and this back injury where he was back in practice on Sunday and then he's out again, it's like, oh, right, he's 37. But someone goes, he's a one. He's that good. They're a play away from the NFC Championship game last year. He worries the S out of you. Like, I do think at the peak of his powers, like if Matthew Stafford has his best day, his best quarterbacking day is tier one. I just don't know how consistent he is going to be with that. And I would take Jaden over him. I think you also, there's an argument to be made for Justin Herbert over him, but I can't be like, how could they possibly? Because Stafford has been so good since he's been in Los Angeles. I mean, he's been good before he was in Los Angeles. But the consistency of him is basically directly correlated to his O-line. If his O-line is good, he's as good as anyone else in the league. When they stink, he struggles a little bit more. So, he's 37. He's got a bad back. I find that hard to put over the guy who's 24 and just had the best rookie season ever.
So I don't have a problem with Stafford, but you said you can make a case for Herbert?
Dude, Herbert's really good.
He is good, but he has not done anything for real, Craig.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been a consistently excellent football player.
He's been to the playoffs twice.
Yeah, he lost the playoff. But you can't make an argument for Jaden for.
Winning matters, though, Craig. Herbert hasn't done much. Trevor Lawrence hasn't done much.
No, like, and Lawrence is way down this list. Actually. Yeah, he is. He's in like tier three.
Deserves it.
There are people. I am not. There are people who watch quarterbacks all the time that love Herbert. For me, he's a little robotic, which is something that, like, I've used that term. Many others have used that term. Someone who's an executive or a coach in the piece uses that term. And the fact that he, like, refuses to run takes away the fact that he's a great athlete. So I would not make the argument for Herbert, but I do acknowledge he's really freaking good. To me, he's the only other guy where I would at least hear an argument for over Jaden.
You wouldn't put Hurts over him?
No. If you switch them, the Chargers are really...
I'm taking Hurts over Herbert. No question.
I think you're reading too much into intangibles, and I think you're also underestimating how perfect the situation is for Hurts. I like that Hurts was top 10, by the way. He was tied. He's actually
What about 2 years ago, though, Craig, when he went to the Super Bowl? The defense was terrible. He had one of the worst defenses.
He's played... One, they weren't terrible.
They were bottom two.
Here's the pass
defense anyway.
Jalen Hurts has played against behind the best offensive line in football.
Okay, that is fair. That is fair.
He holds the football really long. If he was behind an average offensive line, that would not be good for Jalen Hurts. Again, he is lucky that the things he does exceptionally well, which are really important, are enhanced by his talent. Like, he throws the deep ball very well. He has Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Excellent. And he throws the ball to the outside really well. That's where his weapons are. He also, his weaknesses are masked by the team. And that the biggest one is how long he holds the ball, which we've seen crush quarterbacks' careers, and he plays behind the best offensive line of the league. I think Jalen's awesome. He's a phenomenal leader. His runnings matters. He's really accurate. He doesn't read the field at an elite level, and he holds the ball forever, and it just doesn't matter because of who he plays behind, and that's why I would have him behind a guy like Herbert. If you switch their situations, the Eagles are pretty much just as good, and the Chargers would take a significant step, like a 2-3 game step back.
Do you think Herbert can go out there and win you games?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been in the playoffs a ton. That matters.
He has. He hasn't done much.
Yeah, he's also had like these weird stinker, like one. I mean, like last year's playoff game was such an anomaly for him.
He had four interceptions against the Jags too.
But he had like four interceptions the whole season, and then threw four in one game. Like, it was just a bizarre game. And if he does it again, like, yes, but wins are not a quarterback stat.
That's fair.
Anyway, I would put Jaden 5. Other of note, I thought, so Herbert 7 after Jaden at 6. Goff is 8. Stroud, Hurts tied for 9th. Baker ahead of Dak and Jordan Love at 13. And then Brock Purdy at 14 to complete tier 2. I think that's probably about right. Kyler, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Geno, Bo Nix, Sam Darnold, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Kirk Cousins, tier 3. I feel like you could probably make an argument to move some of those guys around. But all in all, I think this is a pretty good list, which you would hope to get from 50 guys who actually work in the league. All right, when we get back, we wrap up the show with real things, real people said, and real microphones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
So in the break, Anthony sent me a TikTok of the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato performing at MetLife Stadium in New York. And it was like, my inner child is going crazy right now. So you were a big Disney Channel kid.
Man, the crazy thing is, Craig, I was just talking about this this movie with one of my friends, and I'm like, I love that song. And then for that to like pop up on her TikToks for you page is crazy. I really think they'd be listening to us, man. I think so.
I'm not convinced they're not listening to it. Tinfoil hat. I'm not convinced they're not listening to us. However, often when you talk about things, you also search them. And then this is why, like, when you get the little pop-up when you download a new app, that's like, we would like to track so we can give you better ads. You realize that, like, the entire internet is owned by Meta and Google, right?
I mean, that would make sense then.
Like, basically everyone runs their ads through Google or Facebook. And so if you have Facebook or Google and you post about something or you search, like if you search something on Google, you are now getting ads everywhere you go based off that Google search. Well, where do we go when we want to find stuff that we want? We Google it. So like, it's a hell of a business model, but they like own the internet. And then those companies also own, like they interact with each other, I'm sure on some level. And they own a lot of the social media stuff, or like Meta owns like Instagram, for instance. And TikTok, I'm sure, has tapped into that network somehow. And so, like, you wind up searching for something, and then it's like, oh, you like this? And then that affects your algorithm. I wish you could manually edit your algorithm. Like, sometimes I go to search things, and I'm like, oh, let me, and not, like, nefarious things. I'm not trying to say, like, go on incognito mode to search things. I don't want, like, I just know, like, for instance, I'll give you a good example. Flights. If you search a flight on Google, then like it knows you're looking to travel there. You're going to get inundated with like travel ads from airlines. And maybe if you search, like if I'm going to Dublin, Ireland, now it's a test because I'm not going to Dublin, but we're going to see if it's listening. Going to Dublin. And it's like, oh, well, let's get the Ireland Tourism Bureau in there. And it's like, all of a sudden it shows up on your Facebook ads. It's like, yeah, because you just Googled it. So yeah. You go into incognito mode, go into like Google flights that way. Now it's not tracking you. And now you're now you can not be bothered by ads about things.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me wonder why we don't just use incognito mode all the time on the internet.
That's a good thought.
Just a thought.
It's extra work, though, because then you got to click the button. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, it doesn't remember any of your passwords and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that would be annoying.
Yeah, so, like, you got to try to do anything of substance, and it's like, I just want to check my bank balance. Whatever. I don't know. They're probably listening.
Real things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. Again, tomorrow on the show, don't be late. Mega, humongous, gigantic. Now that we're this late in the show, I feel like I can just say enormous, gigantic announcement to start tomorrow's show. So don't say I didn't warn you. I will also probably post a little bit more of something, hint towards the announcement on social media tomorrow morning. So you want to follow along on Instagram at Hoffman.sports. All the other places you can follow me, I'll post a little bit more then. So check out tomorrow morning on socials. And then tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, do not be late. And if you're like, well, this is when I get out of work, I can't listen at 4 o'clock. You are, one, try to sneak a listen. Two, if you cannot sneak a listen, then you'll want to tune in on the podcast as soon as you get in, or check into the show as soon as you possibly can tomorrow. Hard Knocks out tonight. And a little sneak peek that the HBO puts out. KJ Hamler, you might remember from episode one, his scooter, he got the wrong one. He got like a kid's scooter. All the Bills players, as they get around the campus that they have training camp on, they got the electric scooters. He accidentally got like a kiddie scooter. So it didn't really do a whole lot, except for make Curtis Samuel laugh at him.
But when I seen that clip, bro, of you and that scooter, bro, that had me in tears, bro.
Oh, this mug don't even work. Oh, there you go.
I was hyped when I got the new scooter. Okay. Yeah.
This mug called the Scoot Scoot 3000. Real gangster. The last scooter, funny story. Probably a squirrel took it. But this, though, I'm going to be looking like Inspector Gadget on this mug. You don't even understand.
You need a bell.
A bell? I'm too grown. It got a bell? They can hear me coming down the block.
Wow.
Ain't nothing like a gangster bell.
Nothing at all.
Gangster incoming. Ring, ching, ching.
I guess every scooter and like bike that you do use does come with a bell now, so.
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Although, bike bells, scooter bells, they're kind of like car horns. Even when you mean to do it in a way that's nice, it comes off typically as aggressive.
Yeah.
And you're just like, beep, beep. Like, there needs to be like a different sound for a car horn that's like, oh, hello, you there on your phone. Please pay a bit of attention. The light has changed to green. Not, hey, a-hole, move out of here. All right. See you tomorrow on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.